Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about Fresno County. May I speak with David?
Just a minute.
All right.
Hello?
All right, hello. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about Fresno County.
Fresno County? Okay.
Yes. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the state of California legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you'll vote?
I'll vote.
Would that be almost certain or probably?
Almost certain or probably.
Almost certain.
All right. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
Almost certain.
All right. If you mind me asking, what year were you born in?
52.
1952. All right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or interrace? White? All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or just like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think the government's getting too big. They're not taking care of the details like this should.
All right.
All
right. So what you said, maybe it's on the wrong track then?
They're not on track.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. So if you could please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important to you when deciding to vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So the options go as jobs and wages.
Ma'am, can I get you? There's muffling on the phone.
Oh, there's muffling? I'm sorry. Wait, can you hear me now? Good.
I haven't heard any difference yet.
No, is it good now?
Maybe a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. If you could please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor.
Okay.
So the options go jobs and wages, housing affordability, homelessness, public safety and crime, parental rights and education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, and inflation and cost of living.
Homelessness, crime.
Right. Well, which one of these do you think is the most important one?
Crime.
All right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either being very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Now, also, if you have no opinion or have never heard of them or of that person, you can also say that. So the first person is Gavin Newsom. So again, the options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, and no opinion / neutral.
Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Paul Dignos?
He's been in his office since Lincoln died. So whether that's a good sign or not, I don't know. All he does is do the books. So I don't know what he's supposed to do other than that. So I have no opinion.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I'm very favorable. Very favorable.
All right. What about Steve Brando?
Steve Steve who?
Steve Brendow.
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 Steve Brendow.
I really don't know enough about him.
Right. So under what category do you think maybe that would be? Would it be maybe under no opinion / neutral?
Maybe no opinion / neutral.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Very, very unfavorable.
All right. And what about Gary Bredefeld?
He's probably gets more done than most, but I'm not sure that it's necessary for him to be so successful. So he's okay. Favorable.
All right. Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman / council member, Paul Dictos, / assessor - recorder, Steve Brendow, county supervisor / businessman, or Bryce Herrera, who would you vote for?
Bredefeld.
All right. How certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
All right. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you call it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brendow as county supervisor? Would you call it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Don't know enough about him.
Oh, all right. That's okay. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, if you could please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for each kind of candidate. So the first thing is a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Now, the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Okay, read that to me again.
All right, totally. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Okay. I am in support of whoever's getting the porn out of the library.
Yes. Would you say that makes you much more likely to vote for this candidate? Somewhat
yes.
More likely to vote. All right. What about a candidate who is a Democrat?
No.
All right. So would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. What about a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Local taxes and what? And fees?
Yes, right. Local taxes and fees.
I am more than likely.
Much more likely?
Much.
All right. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Well, I need to know more about him.
All right, that's okay. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Okay, give me that sentence again.
All right. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Yeah, I'm not really too jazzed about all the housing going up around here. So, not that enthused about that.
So would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Well, it depends on the individual.
Okay. So maybe under what category?
If you're talking about Joe Biden, I wouldn't care how old he was. I wouldn't vote for him. He's acting.
All right. Well, I believe this is more just in general. But what do you think about a candidate who is 8 years old? Would you be much more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
I would be likely to vote for them.
Would that be somewhat more likely or much
more likely?
All right. And what about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
I would not be likely to vote for them.
All right. Would that be much less likely or somewhat
likely? Less likely.
Right. But would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much.
All right.
They started off sweeping the streets twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago when they first started the street sweeping. Then they narrowed it down to once a week. Now it's every other week. They used to do it twice when they go around every day. Every day they did it twice. Now they're down to once every other week, period. So all they're doing is just using us as a bank to keep our gutters clean.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, next I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. And after each one, if you could please tell me if there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance, you would vote for that candidate. I can read the options again if you need after reading the statements. So the first one is, Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor-Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and a taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. So after hearing this information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
All right. The next statement is, Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he has fought against mask mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. So if you're hearing this information, would you say there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
I will vote for him, period.
Right. So would that be good chance, then?
Good chance.
All right. Steve Brindeau currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brindeau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brindeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for Steve Brindeau for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
All right. Now, after hearing more information about, like, the three statements I just said, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dee Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, Paul Dictos, Steve Brindeau, and Bryce Herrera, who would you vote for?
Gary Bredefeld.
All right. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions. These are just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Well, I'm predictable. I'm going to vote for Republican. So does that make me a strong one or I don't know what that makes me?
I guess you would be able to say it. Like, you kind of choose.
I'm a strong Republican.
All right. I'm thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
All right. Would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
All right. What was the last year of schooling you completed?
Senior in high school.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with family and or friends?
I'm living with my wife, and we own our home.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate your time, so thank you so much.
You betcha.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. You too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.